Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Bleep View Thursday.
There's nothing you can do about it!
Are you mad?
Is this illegal?
Because I'm a madman!
With B. Mitch and Fitley.
Take the lead. Terps 30, West Virginia 28. Let's go. 90 seconds left in the first half. Maryland, a ferocious comeback after being down 11 early. Proud of my Turtles. Now, we all know what day it is, what time it is. We all know what we are gathered here to do. It's our day to say bleep you to all those that have wronged us. Did you get a speed camera ticket? It wasn't your fault. It was a damn camera's ticket.
It was a camera's fault?
Yeah, it was.
It didn't flash because they were speeding, right?
I'm going to start things off. Bleep you to the guy at the bar wearing the Duke jersey. I hope you can hear me. Bleep you to the two West Virginia people. You're very nice, but bleep you.
They can't hear you.
Well, you want me to yell it louder?
They turned off the thing.
Hey, Duke jersey, bleep you. Number two. Yeah, you. All right, now. Let's get to the phone lines, 800-636-1067.
Now, if that dude come over here and want to throw some hands with you.
Well, then I'm going to buy him a beer and skirt out the back door. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. My guy Harold is in D.C. and ready to kick things off. What up, Harold?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, my bleep you isn't because I was wrong. It comes from a place of disappointment.
Uh-oh.
My bleep you is for J.P. Finley.
Whoa.
Why?
What'd I do?
Earlier this week, you guys were naming Houston Rockets players, past and present, and you did not drop Sam Cassell.
Damn.
And yeah, because you always got to drop
I love the Sam Cassell dance.
Come on, man. Bleep you, JP.
You know what, Harold? You're right. When you're right, you're right. I love Sam Cassell, and you're correct. I apologize, and I'll be better. Sometimes you just got to look in the mirror. Take accountability.
And say you suck.
The opposite of Carson Wentz, and just get better. So, Harold, thank you for the call. Appreciate you, man. Next time we name Houston Rockets, I know who to name.
Sam Cassell.
Ask me to name a Florida Seminoles basketball player. Florida State Seminoles.
Nah, I'm not going to do it today while you're thinking
Sam
about
Cassell.
It. Sam Cassell. I'm not going to do it while you're thinking about it.
Terps just took big bucket. Terps are up 2, 30 seconds. 32-30
West Virginia. I got to make sure that they don't score all seven right. More points.
We are under 20 seconds, 15 seconds left in the first half. West Virginia, top of the key. He traveled. This guy sucks. He carried the ball. Should have been an offensive foul. Three.
Oh!
Yo, he just bricked it into the side of the basket. Automatic disqualification. Maryland's on to the second round. That should be an automatic disqualification. Your under looks pretty good.
Looks great.
How much you got on that?
Don't worry about that.
All right, so you're buying, considering we each get $7 of food allowance, will you pick up the rest?
Yeah, we have a discussion about that one.
But speaking of Bleep You Thursday, Bleep You Thursday. $7
yeah.
Of food allowance.
What the hell?
Appreciate you, Odyssey, always rolling out the red carpet.
4 hours.
All right, get a shot up. All right, Maryland goes into halftime with a 32-30 lead. Remember, at one point they were down 11 early in this thing. Great, great performance for the Terps so far. All right, we'll keep the phone lines going. My guy Brian is in Herndon. Brian, it's Bleep You Thursday. Who you mad at, buddy?
How you doing, fellas? Happy March Madness Day. Big day.
Happy to you, brother.
Happy March Madness Day, man.
Hey, listen, bleep you to the just impatient people at red lights. Have you guys ever been at a red light and you're literally just watching the light turns green, second goes by, and the person behind you is honking the horn like they got somewhere to be? What in God's name is wrong with people, man? Have some patience in life.
Hey, man, you know it's a microwave society. They want you to be, when a light go green, you should already be 10 yards past it.
Thank you for the call, Brian. I'm sorry that people are
I watched this the other day. So I was coming to work on Maine. And
Maine Avenue.
Guy pulled up on me in a little Tesla. The light hadn't changed. He was gone. Then it changed when he got to the other side.
What do you mean? He passed you?
He just went on by. He was sitting at the light. And he got impatient. He just took off.
Wow. That's a good close to the first half there. I feel a little dirty when people call in to say bleep you to impatient people. I have a bit of impatience.
Well, he probably was talking to you.
I don't think
you probably with a guy behind him blowing a damn
What's
horn.
The appropriate amount of time before you can honk? Like 3 seconds, 2 seconds?
I was just saying, this society today don't honk because people do some stupid stuff when somebody honks.
I think, like, you get a two-second kind of window, but there are some traffic lights that it is vital to make, at which point, and they're quick lights, you can honk as soon as it turns green.
Nah.
Yeah, man.
I don't think there's
If you're
a traffic,
waiting to make a left and there's an arrow.
I don't think there's a traffic light in the world. If you're in a car, if you're right behind the car that's going to make the turn, that you won't make.
All right, let's go to my guy, Nico. Nico on line one. Nico, who you mad at, buddy?
What's up, fellas? Come on, man. You supposed to say where I called her from. Nico called her from where, baby? But I'm mad at Seton Hall, man.
Nico, you from B&A.
Tournament, man.
Hold on.
From
where B&A, is...
you know where I'm calling from, fellas. Hey, what time y'all leaving today, man? I'm going to slide through there, man. Talk some sports with y'all. But bleep Seton Hall and bleep Boss Dude Nate, man. I thought y'all was getting him out of there on Tuesday.
Hold on, Nico, I have a series of questions for you. The only part I understood was being mad at Barstool Nate. Why are you mad at Seton Hall? Okay, Nico's gone. Nico, call in next week and explain where is B&A and why are you mad at Seton Hall? Do you know where B&A is? Yeah, I don't either. All right, Jupe is on the line. Jupe usually makes
sense.
Jupe, who are you mad at?
Fellas, yeah, I'm mad at, I think you said JP was a sports track that predicted we was going to get Sam Darnold.
Spot track,
bleep
yeah.
Them. We don't, yeah, spot track, bleep them. We don't need Sam Darnold. That man see ghosts. If we would have signed him, we might as well sign a shaman at the same time. We got enough bad spirits in this organization. We don't need Sam Darnold.
Well said, Jupe. I am very glad. They didn't sign
if
Sam Darnold.
We would have gotten Sam Darnold, Lanfield would have lost his damn mind.
But couldn't you also see a scenario where Darnold goes to San Fran and Trey Lance gets hurt and Brock Purdy's elbow's not right and he just balls out for Kyle Shanahan?
No, I can't see that.
Really?
No.
Everything seems to come up roses for Kyle.
Nah, man. Yeah, except winning the Super Bowl.
Except that, but that doesn't happen for a lot of people.
If he go get Sam Darnold, we know he's not winning the Super Bowl. I guarantee you that.
That's true. Stallion, are you mad at anybody? Would you like to spread the gospel
sauce.
Of Ryan Clary?
You know what? You mentioned something.
Oh.
I'm a West Virginia guy. I will admit, I like West Virginia. So you know what? On this day, Thursday, March 16th, bleep the Terps. Bleep. Maryland.
Did you let him come on air?
Maryland, not a program that UVA is.
Look, hold
the
on.
The Cavaliers.
Hold on. What color shirt he has on?
Red.
Okay, idiot. How you going to be saying bleep a team you got on their colors and you don't have another team color?
Well, I'm repping the station. 106.7 The Fan.
That's what that shirt says?
Yeah.
Let me see.
106.7 The Fan. Right,
why don't you take your jacket off so we can see
No,
your...
you don't want to see this little broken zipper.
What is wrong with your pants?
Well, we're just not going to find out.
Bleep you to you for not telling us what's wrong with your pants.
Bleep and you to your pants.
All right.
For not being.
The zipper's broke.
I told you.
The zipper's
that.
Busted. So you guys nailed it.
So he got
You're
his,
right.
He got his pants, his belt super tight to hold him up.
I want to be clear on something. I am generally a fan of the state and the University of West Virginia. I like West Virginia. I'm pro West Virginia. Today, I am not.
I get it.
All right, I want to be clear on that.
Man, he tried to put him in a DMV.
I'd let him in.
No.
He's a West Virginia guy.
I'm a more the merrier guy. Yeah, you guys want to come? Come on in. Who cares?
I know you are warm. That.
Bobby is in Arlington, and he's mad about things. Hello, Robert. Who you mad at?
Gentlemen. Hey, happy Thursday.
Same to you, brother.
Hey, I'm mad at the person who made it to where we can't bet on Virginia teams for the March Madness tournament. I have to drive all the way to Maryland to bet on VCU.
That is so stupid.
Yeah, man.
It's 2023. Like, what do they think is going to happen? Like, they're going to, like, collude or blah,
just
blah, blah.
Grandstanding politicians. That's all it is.
No, dude. I think if you, like, the colleges, they've still got to protect them to some level.
You think that makes any difference?
Yeah, it does. Because if you just let everybody do whatever the hell they want, then I guarantee you people just like you and them will be saying, man, we got to hold back some of this stuff. Yeah, it does. Because when you have to drive to
but
Maryland.
But all these other states
when
let
you have
do
to
it.
Drive to Maryland to gamble on a Virginia team, sometimes you won't do it.
Okay, so every team in New York and New Jersey where you can bet on
a lot of them do it too.
No, I don't think so.
A lot of teams do it. Wherever is in the state, a lot of times they don't let you do it.
Maryland, you can just let it rip, baby.
I did a Maryland bet before I got here.
Yeah. You're in Maryland and you bet on Maryland.
Before I got here.
Why wouldn't you want to bet on UVA in a dog? Hold on. For the record, UVA is up 2 with 5 minutes to play. I told you guys I was nervous about this game, and you guys all said UVA. We're going to go out in the survivor pool in the first round.
JP, stop being a little whiny. Whiny ass.
I didn't like the UVA play. I wanted to take Tennessee, but no, my alma mater.
Who never bets against his alma mater?
I bet against him sometimes.
No, you don't. No, I'm not going to do that to my team.
In football, I definitely do.
No.
Shout out Coach Locke.
In football, you know they're not going to win.
Apparently, are you sitting down?
I'm sitting. I'm pulling the landfill today.
I believe Rev T is on the line.
Reverend.
He called yesterday, and I got to be honest, even for Rev T, he was particularly incoherent. So let's see if he's back today. Rev, who you mad at?
I'm not mad at anyone, JP. I'm in the dark room for the day, too, but I like to bleep you to whoever. I just fell asleep in this dark room, and when I woke up, it was a red bucket in here with an Ewok in it transforming into Chewbacca going, I'll talk to y'all later on day 3 for me in the dark room.
Hey, put down the weed.
I've smoked a lot of weed. That ain't weed. Whatever's going on there is ayahuasca or whatever. I don't know. That was something.
Yeah, that was something.
We got room for a few more bleep views if somebody wants to get in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. I think my guy Grant Paulson has a bleep view for the whoever's in charge of the remote because we'd like to get a few more games put
please.
On the TVs. We do have UVA Furman on over here now.
Hey, Grant.
I'm sure he sees it. It's tough in these situations when you're at a bar and there's a specific game you want on and then they don't have it on. I meant to tell you this. Cole Holcomb passed his physical 3 years, $18 million with the Steelers.
All right. Have fun with that.
I want to see what the actual numbers are because that is higher than I would expect, I would say.
What did they say the guarantees were?
I don't believe the numbers are out, or if they are, I haven't seen them. I can search for them. Brian, one thing I can tell you, there are a staggering amount of, what do you call those, beer towers?
Yeah, the yard.
The yard, is that what it is? How much does one of those run, Stallion? It's got to be $50 or something, right?
Well, I'm not sure what it runs like here, but I know some joints in Annandale, you can get them for about $45, $50.
Get the menu right there and look at it. It'll tell you.
I'm not that smart.
Stallion, if they cost you $45 in Annandale, I'm guessing here at the casino, I'm taking the over.
You know, that's a good point. I just would have never thought about that.
How much are they? It might not list it on the menu.
You can't read that.
I nailed it. It's $50. $40 for some Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, Coors Light. I kind of nailed it.
Good for you, buddy. You nailed it. I think you should go play some blackjack. Maybe you're hot.
You know what? I might.
When you're hot, you're hot. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Peter Rosenberg from ESPN New York. We'll take a couple more calls. Brian, has anything bothered you outside of our $7 food allowance?
No.
Do we know if that allowance is for all the shows? Like, do Grant and Danny have to fit within that window also?
No, that's for per show. But it's 4 hours at a place where four burgers is $100. What you going to do? Just drink your spit? That's ridiculous, and we know it.
Dude, oh, look at those wings, B. Ooh, yeah, look that's at those what nachos.
I just ordered that.
AD, taking care of business. I believe on line one, Dan is in Fairfax, and he's mad at someone. Dan, this is your opportunity. Whoever you're mad at, let the world know.
I want to say a big bleep you to those people who they don't even look before they get into a lane. They just come right over. They're about to hit me. And it happened yesterday with a semi, so it could have been disastrous. People need to take their time and look before they leave.
Yep. And Dan, drive defensively, bro. Pay attention because most idiots in this area cannot drive.
Thank you for the call, Dan. I don't know what this means, but Dwayne on Twitter wants to say bleep Nico for turning down the Huggy Bear role because he was straight out of a 70s Starsky and Hutch episode. I legitimately don't. I don't know what any of that means. But
you don't?
Do you?
Huggy Bear.
I know that. Who's Nico?
Nico's the guy that called.
Oh, okay, because of his voice. I don't know, man. There is plenty going on here. If you're looking for a good time,
it's here.
The vibe at MGM National Harbor. A lot of
people here.
Is it? This place is packed. When we walked in at 9 a.m., empty. Right now?
I think you need to go up a little bit higher and then walk in at 9 a.m. thing. You didn't walk in here at 9.
I was here at like 9:15.
No, you weren't.
I was here pretty early, dude.
You were here at 9:15 because I got in here after 9:25 and you came here after me.
I may not have seen you when I first got here. I was here.
No.
Yes.
No, you weren't.
I'm telling you.
You walked in with your bag and stuff. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I had played blackjack for 20 minutes.
You weren't in here, liar.
All right.
He likes to throw numbers out there. He just don't know what time it is.
So I think this is a good description of the first half of this West Virginia-Maryland game. West Virginia bullied Maryland for the first 10 minutes. It took them a while to adjust, and now if Maryland can avoid the turnovers and offensive rebounds, they should have a good shot at winning this game. This is from Jeff Ehrman from Inside Maryland Sports. Ehrman says, the Terps look significantly like the more skilled offensive team. WVU is just bigger and stronger. Honestly, that's what we were expecting going into this thing.
Yeah.
And it's what we're seeing so far. Excited for this second half to start here in a few minutes. UVA is in a dogfight too, man. Furman's not going away. Furman, what they're going to do is just bomb threes. They've already hit four of them. UVA, zero. At some point, it might not be today, but at some point the Wahoos are going to have to score. I don't know when that's going to get to them, but at some point it's going to have to happen. Here's what we're going to do. Peter Rosenberg joins us next. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.